Mishnah Yomi for Erev Shabbat Naso is in Chapter 2 of Gittin, Mishnah Zayin. It's also Isru Chag in outside of Eretz Yisrael, the day after Shavuot, continuing our Kabbalah to Torah, our receiving of the Torah, Baruch Hashem. We're receiving new Mishnayot every single day. Don't miss a day. It's wonderful to be a part of it. Great. So Mishnah Zayin, Af Hanashim, even those women, She'enon Ne'amanot, that are not believed, Lomar, to tell a married woman, met baila, that her husband has died. Ne'amanot, they are trusted, lahavi et gita, to bring her get document to effect a divorce. Now, this may sound familiar from the end of Masechet Yevamot. We brought those cases where a woman was told that unfortunately her husband had passed away overseas, and it might have been on the basis of maybe not entirely reliable testimony, and she got remarried to another husband on the basis of that report, and then the original husband shows up in town. So that's a serious problem. It's considered adultery, even though she didn't intend for it to be such. She was acting on incomplete information, as the rumors of his demise were greatly exaggerated, and unfortunately, she cannot be with the new husband or the old husband in such a situation. So he said there that certain women, we're about to see in the Mishnah, might have some degree of animosity towards this particular married woman and act in a way to convince her or fool her that her husband had passed away. And those women, both here in Yevamot, are Hamota, her mother-in-law, Bat Hamota, the daughter of her mother-in-law, the husband's sister, Vitzarata, a co-wife, if he's married to more than one wife. One of them might want to bump out of the marriage the rival wife, the Yavimta, and her Yavama, meaning the woman that, if her husband dies, would become a co-wife through Yibum. So it's her husband's brother's current wife, Ubat Baila, and the daughter of her husband, obviously her stepdaughter, not her own daughter. Now, these women, as we explained, are not believed to show up in town and tell her, hey, your husband has passed away. She cannot rely on that report because we're concerned about the animosity and the willingness these women might have to sabotage the relationship. But the Mishnah explains, here it's different. Ma bein gates lemita. What's different? By a get. They're bringing a get. Sheketav mochiach. The writing, the piece of paper, they have the paperwork. They have documentation that the husband is trying to divorce this wife. So these women that might have animosity, they're even believed to be the agent to deliver the get from overseas. And she'll say, Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta. She'll say that this get was written and signed properly, and it is a valid documentation of the divorce. And the Mishnah adds a really wild case. Aisha Otzma, the wife herself, Mevia et Gita. She can be the agent to deliver the get. Now, what's going on is that the husband told her, this is your get on condition that you bring it to such and such Bezdin, a certain court in Eretz Yisrael, and they will appoint an agent to deliver it, and then they will deliver it to you at that specific court, at that specific location. Otherwise, if the husband had simply handed her the get over in Bavel, she's divorced already. There's no messenger service needed. Now, when I read this Mishnah, I think what might be going on here, to read between the lines, is one of the reasons the Talmud, one of the valid reasons for divorce, is when one of the spouses wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the other one is refusing. In that situation, that's considered a valid grounds to end the marriage. So my theory is that it's the wife in this case who really has a burning desire to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the husband puts his foot down and he refuses and he will not move. So now she has a valid reason to get the divorce, get her get, and get her ketuvah. But in this case, maybe the husband's saying, listen, I don't want any funny business. You say you want to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to have a valid get until you get to Eretz Yisrael and present it to the court over there. So in such a case, she could actually be the agent of delivery. The Mishnah adds, bilvad, and that's only works, shehit tzricha lamar, that she has to say, befanei nechtav, befanei nechtav. She saw that the get was written lishma for her own sake, and it was signed properly by valid witnesses. Now let's get into chapter 3, Perek Gimel. Kol get shenichtav l'shalo l'shemisha, pasul. Any get that is written, but not for the sake of this specific woman, it's not lishma, is not valid. Ketzad, what's an example? Now the Mishnah is going to bring four examples, and the most obvious first. Haya over Bashuk, a married man is walking through the marketplace, and he passes by the sofer booth where the scribes are practicing. Vishama kol sofri makrin. He hears the scribes telling each other, and they're doing this for practice. Ish ploni megarish et ploni mimakom ploni. So they're saying, write down to practice a Torah of a get, that a certain name of a man is divorcing a certain woman in this certain place. Amar, and this husband walking by this, he says, wow, siyata dishmaya, it's minashamayim, it's fate from heaven that I should hear such a phrase. Amar, and he says, zeishmi, hey, that's my name, vizeishemishti, and you're using my beloved wife's name as your sample, as your practice run. Puzzle lagarish bo. He could not use that sample, that practice get, he couldn't dig it out of the trash from the scribe booth and use that to divorce his wife. It's written for practice, not for any particular marriage or married couple. Yeter miken, an even more novel and interesting case, kotav legarish bo et ishto. He had a get written up by the scribes to divorce his wife, v'nimloch, and then he changed his mind. Matzau ben Iro, and another married man from the same city, he bumps into him, v'amar lo, and he says, hey, Shmi kishimcha, we have the same name. Shem ishti kishem ishtacha, my wife's name is the same as your wife's name. So what's going on is Reuven was going to divorce a Rachel, and Reuven A changed his mind and said, nah, I'm not going to go through with it. But he still has the paperwork. He still has that get. So Reuven B, married to Rachel B, cannot recycle or reuse that get. Pasul lagarish bo. Reuven B cannot use it. It was written for Reuven and Rachel, but for Reuven A and Rachel A, not Reuven B and Rachel B. The Lishma is specific, not just the same name, but the same exact person. Yalter Miken, and not only that ruling, but here's another Kiddush. Hayulo Shtei Nashim, a man is married to two wives, Ushmotehen Shavin, and the wives have the same name. So Reuven is married to two Rachels. This is not a good idea. Now, maybe Reuven realizes it's not a good idea and says, listen, one of the Rachels has got to go. It's too confusing. People call asking for Rachel. I don't know which Rachel. It's crazy. So what does he do? Katov legarish bo et gedola. So he has a get written up for Rachel A, the older Rachel. Lo yagarish bo et ketona. He can't change his mind and use that get for Rachel B. It was written for Rachel A, not for Rachel B. It's specific. Yater miken, and not only that, Amar lelavlar, if this Reuven married to two Rachels, he told the scribe, K'tov, he says, write it like this. La'ezish eretze agarish. You write Reuven and Rachel, and then I'll pick. I'll flip a coin, I'll figure out which one cooks a better dinner, and I'll figure out which Rachel I'm going to give it to. Pasul legarish bo. It cannot work to divorce either of the Rachels. It's written not for a specific Rachel. He just wrote the name Rachel on the paper without having in mind the specific Rachel it will work for. That is not a valid get. And it's a reminder that every single Jewish neshama, every Yiddish soul, even if they have the same exact name, they have their own special, unique essence. Every neshama is a chelek alakom, imal mamish, is a piece of Hashem's shechina, if we could say such a thing, it's a Hasidish thing to say, that we all have a unique spiritual identity, even if we have the exact same name and live in the exact same city. Yashar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos.